Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
In James chapter 2, verse 19, it says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." So my question is, how come demons aren't saved if they believe in God?
Okay, the word believe is used to describe salvation, but Greek was a very different language from English. The word believe in Greek, pisteo, that is a word that meant multiple things depending on the context. On the surface, it could mean believe something intellectually like you and I do. That's the way we mostly accept. But it also meant to trust, to cling to rely upon, to adhere to obey. So the demons aren't doing any of those things.
Okay.
Depending on the context, sometimes the word believe is used in the context, like when it says believe in Jesus and you will be saved. In context, it means make a decision to obey Jesus. Now, we're not saved by works. Making a decision to obey Jesus means saying, God, I'm not capable of obeying Jesus, but I want to obey Jesus. Send me your spirit. Mm-hmm. Change me supernaturally. Do a miracle in my heart so I can obey him. Help me to repent. I recognize that without his death on the cross, I wouldn't deserve. That's all implied, but it's still a decision to put your life in obedience. But there are also people who just happen to believe in Jesus, and they're taking one of those many possible definitions for the word in Greek, and they're taking only the surface one. They're saying, oh yeah, I believe Jesus existed, but it means nothing about me giving my life over to him. That kind of belief was what the demons shared, not the kind of belief that resulted in the obedience. But it's a very good question because it gets into the difference between the Greek language and the English language.
So if I'm understanding this correctly,
yeah.
Are they believing him historically?
Yes.
Not philosophically?
They understand, well, maybe both. They understand there's a man named Jesus who's the Savior. Boy, demons understand that more than anybody.
Yes.
I've cast demons out. I've seen other people cast demons. And you read about this in the gospel. They were scared to death. Jesus. They knew who he was.
Right.
They believed that Jesus really existed, but they didn't take that belief and turn it into an additional definition of belief, meaning trust and believe in the sense of honoring him and following him. That kind of belief they never had. So James is taking one definition of belief in one certain context and saying, if merely intellectually believing in Jesus is all you're doing, you're no better than the demons. Had James been using belief in a different context, in the context of obedience, then he wouldn't have been saying that demons did that.
Understood. Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show.
Oh, these were awesome questions.
So thank you again, and we'll join us for part four soon, for sure.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you next time, everybody.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.